Net Radio, on the above top secret website. I am your announcer, Microsoft Sam, and now here is your host, Logino.
Thank you, Sam. Today's show, we're going to be discussing the link between Santa Claus and Satan. Are Santa and Satan the same being? Is Christmas Satan's one day of the year when he is forced to atone for his sins? Is this the reason that Santa prepares such an exhaustive list of the virtuous and the heathenous? What's your take on this, Sam?
My God, Lot, are you serious? One is a fictitious character, the other one is a mythological being. Why do I put up with this raving lunatic? A brief history of Santa Claus for you, Lot. Santa Claus is a variation of a Dutch folk tale based on the historical figure Saint Nicholas, a bishop from Myra in Asia Minor, the greater part of modern-day Turkey, who used his whole inheritance to assist the needy, the sick, and the suffering. His charity became legend when a man lost his fortune and found himself incapable of supporting his three daughters, who would not be able to find husbands as they lacked dowries. This man was going to give them over to a life of prostitution. However, Saint Nicholas provided them with gold and cookies, enabling them to retain their virginal virtues and marry.
Ah, interesting point, Sam. Is that why we put out cookies for Satan Claus every year, as a tribute to this unholy of figures? Perhaps the cookies play a much more devious role in Hell's plan.
That is the dumbest thing. Mainstream Christianity's understanding of the holy Hebrew scriptures, the Torah, the one named Satan, also the devil, is shown to be an angel who rebelled against God, the one who spoke through the serpent and seduced Eve into disobeying God's command. He is described throughout the Christian New Testament as hating all mankind. His ultimate goal is to lead people away from the love of God, to lead them to fallacies which God opposes. Satan is also identified as the accuser of Job, the tempter of the Gospels, the secret power of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, and the dragon in the book of Revelation. It is widely believed that before his insurrection, Satan was the highest of all angels and the brightest in the sky. His pride is considered a reason why he would not bow to God as all other angels did, but sought to rule heaven himself. In Christianity he is called the ruler of the demons, Matt 12:24, the ruler of the world, and even the god of this world. Tekor 4:4, the book of Revelation describes how Satan will be cast out of heaven, down to the earth, having great anger and waging war against those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Ultimately, Satan is thrown forever into the lake of fire, Revelation 20:10, not as ruler, but as one among many, being treated no different than all the others who have been cast there as well. How does that description even possibly remotely correlate with Santa Claus?
You're right, Sam. Satan Claus is evil and must be stopped at all costs. Polluting our children's mind like that. Ooh, it infuriates me to no end to discover the true evil that is behind the fat man with a beard. So by your accurate definition, Satan Claus must be using the presents he gives away to as a temptation to mankind's children. That sneaky, malevolent... Ugh.
I think it's time to get you a padded room. What? Santa Claus and Satan have polar opposites from each other. There is no way that they are connected.
Oh, and his evil deeds spread further. Did you notice that Satan Claus lives at the North Pole? Obviously cooling off from his time in hell. Not to mention the slaves he has with elves. Or are they even slaves? More like his demons doing his evil bidding in a satanic sweatshop.
I had no idea how to even respond to that remark, what? When you fell out of the stupid tree, you must have hit every branch on the way down. Then that tree fell over on you, didn't it?
Looks like we have made some important discoveries here today. I'd like to thank you all for listening to this podcast. Please join us next time on What You Know Net Radio, exclusively on the above top secret website. Have a Merry Christmas!